From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Iraq, car bombs killed 23. At least 23 people were killed Thursday when three car bombs blew up outside of a crowded outdoor market in Mosul, according to the Iraqi Defense Ministry. The bombing took place in the former Islamic State-held district of Khojaly, which was only retaken by Iraqi Defense Forces 2 months ago as part of operations to remove the jihadists from Mosul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack that killed at least 15 civilians and 8 police officers. The Defense Ministry statement did not specify whether the explosions were caused by suicide bombers. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects evacuations for thousands of Syrians still waiting to leave Aleppo and a pair of villages under rebel siege in Idlib province to go on throughout the day and on into the night tonight, but cautioned that bad weather is slowing the process. The ICRC is helping with the evacuations and said that by Thursday, about 34,000 people have left eastern Aleppo, which rebels held for 4 years in their effort to push President Bashar al-Assad from office. This figure includes 4,000 rebel fighters who left overnight. Hundreds more people have left Fua and Kafraya, the villages in Idlib. The government insisted be included in an evacuation agreement. Speaking in Geneva today, Jan Egeland is the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council.
But all in all, this was an operation, the largest that I know of, that took place, and I think it saved a lot of lives. And I think it is, it means that the end of the battle proved to be less cruel than it could have been.
This is VOA News. 8 people dead and many wounded after what Afghan authorities call an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital of Kabul. The 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. Malim Merwali, a parliamentarian from the southern Helmand province, was injured after he jumped from the roof to escape. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility. Russia mourned its slain ambassador to Turkey at a ceremony Thursday at the Foreign Ministry in Moscow. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov Monday in Ankara. Karlov's cousin was surrounded by wreaths and a military honor guard as seated family members looked on from the side and people approached to pay their respects. Among the dignitaries in attendance was President Vladimir Putin. VOA spoke with correspondent Dorian Jones a little while ago. He's in Istanbul and reports that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists the assassination was instigated by Fethullah Gulen, even though another terrorist organization is taking responsibility for it.
And it has to be said also that al-Nusra earlier in the week gave an announcement saying that they were behind this attack. Now, this has been dismissed out of hand by Turkish authorities. They say that this is fake news. And in fact, the Minister of Defense in Parliament refused to even answer questions over the al-Nusra's claim of responsibility.
The assassination seems to have reinforced relationships that are quickly evolving.
But it is the case, certainly, that in the last few months, relations have markedly improved between Ankara and Moscow. You have to recall that last year, relations hit rock bottom when Turkish jets shot down a Russian bomber operating in Syria. But now it does seem that two countries are working together, and what is bringing them together is Syria. Both countries realize that they need one another to resolve this conflict.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Police in Mississippi arrested a member of an African-American church for setting fire to the church last month and spray-painting Vote Trump on the side of the building. Police charged Andrew McClinton, a 45-year-old black man from western Mississippi's town of Leland, with felony arson of a place of worship. Officials speculated that McClinton may have tried to make it seem like the fire was set by a Donald Trump supporter. The 200-member church has served that community for more than 110 years. And a group of influential Somali clerics have warned women against playing basketball, describing it as un-Islamic and a threat to their faith. The Somali Religious Council issued the statement today as preparations for the National Women's Basketball Tournament is underway in the capital of Puntland. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.